This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. And now it's time for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at food and food culture in the Granite State. It's late August, and that means right now is the sweet spot for locally grown food. This brief window of time allows Granite Staters to harvest what's been growing all summer, and we also get to look forward to the fall picking season, apples, pumpkins. Joining me now to talk about the state of New Hampshire's agriculture is George Hamilton. He's with the UNH Cooperative Extension. He's a field specialist in the areas of fruits and vegetables. George, welcome to the program.
Good day, sir.
I can only say this anecdotally, but it seems like the summer has been pretty kind to farms. I mean, we've got sunshine, we've got some rain. I'm no farmer, but it seems like it's been pretty fantastic for growing vegetables.
Well, you're looking at it as the average going through the whole season, but if we start to really look at it, it's been a year of extremes, ups and downs. We've had some cold weather, followed by the next week of really hot, and the next week real cold, so it's hard for the plants to know, should we be growing or what should we be doing? So the farmers have had their hands full trying to keep the plants growing and making sure they keep all the insects and diseases off of them so that we can harvest them this time of year.
So that volatility, how did the plants actually respond to that? Did they grow pretty well or maybe not as tall as they would have been or ripe as they could be?
Well, one of the problems is they might not come out and be uniform ripe across the field. Sweet corn, we had some plantings came in at the same time as the second planting. So we get that 90 degrees weather, so maybe two fields will come to maturity at the same time. So that makes it a little bit harder for the farmer to know how much to plant way back in the spring, not knowing what the weather's going to be like at harvest time. So as a whole, there's a lot of good product out there. But the tomatoes might have been a little bit slow ripening, but they're starting to ripen now. Some of the sweet corn was a little bit late, but it's we have a volume out there. So you want to support our local farmers with all the crops that they have.
So let's look forward to the fall now, George, specifically to apples and apple picking. That's a big draw for locals and for tourists. So how's apple picking season going to look?
Well, I was just out on three different farms yesterday, and wow, the apples are fantastic size. Most farms have a real ample to large crop around. So I'm getting real excited for what the crop might be. I know that a lot of the orchards are getting excited. Actually, some of them are already picking apples now. We're into many of the early varieties, and Mac season is just around the corner.
And with apples, there's always pumpkins. How's the pumpkin crop?
Pumpkin crop looking good, not a bumper crop. Size is a little bit small right now, but I'm hoping that they'll catch up and we'll have nice size pumpkins for people to purchase. Disease-wise, we haven't been too bad this year. Insect-wise, it's been a normal year. So we're really excited about seeing what comes off the fields here in another round 3-4 weeks.
And what else can Granite Staters look forward to this fall crop-wise?
Well, right this minute, we're picking those farmers that have peaches, have a real good peach crop sitting out on the farms right now, especially in the south central along Massachusetts line, the Hollis, Londonderry areas. But once we got up to the Concord area, the cold winter, that minus 17 degrees took most of the peaches out. So most of our peaches are going to be along the Mass line, and they're really doing well right now.
Well, George, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's George Hamilton, a field specialist for the University of New Hampshire Cooperative Extension. And there's one thing we didn't talk about, and that's blueberries. For more on this particular berry, we turn to Lorraine Merrill, the commissioner of the New Hampshire Department of Agriculture, Markets, and Food. Lorraine, how did the blueberries do this year?
Well, I've had several growers from different areas around the state comment that they've just got a terrific crop of late blueberries that they're just starting to pick now. So it's really sounds good for this later crop.
Generally, when people in this region think of blueberries, they think of Maine. So how do they compare Maine blueberries versus New Hampshire blueberries?
Well, I think you think of those Maine wild blueberries, which we have New Hampshire wild blueberries as well. You know, the smaller, low bush blueberries that are really wonderful, intense flavor. We have some that grow over in the Stratford area, up to the Lakes region. But most of the blueberries grown in New Hampshire are the cultivated, larger fruited berries.
Conditions were right for the cultivated berry this year?
It seems as though, especially these later crops are doing really well. Lots to pick, and they taste good.
Great. Well, Lorraine, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Peter.
That's Lorraine Merrill, the Commissioner of the New Hampshire Department of Agriculture, Markets, and Food.